I've one of your hosts. I said I've one of your hosts, which is not true.
I have one of your hosts.
Let me start that over. Thanks for joining us this week.
Holy crap. Hold on. You don't have to start the whole thing over there, Buckwheat.
The just drop what? What does that even mean?
Cut.
Okay.
Producer.
Stop recording.
Producer.
So that's our drug our drug death.
Speaking of four.
That's making the bloopers.
It's time for the Cast and Blast Florida podcast. Serious outdoorsmen who don't take themselves too seriously.
Thanks for listening to us this week. We've got a great show ready for you where we're going to discuss our favorite duck species. Only we're going to do it as though we're conducting a fantasy football draft, which will probably be the most ridiculous 20 minutes of waterfowl discussion you've ever been a part of. I'm one of your hosts, Travis Thompson, and I'm joined as always by
Nathan Henderson. And we'd like to say thank you to everyone who's followed us on social media at Cast and Blast FL on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And we also want to say a big thank you to everyone who's subscribed to us on iTunes, Stitcher, and your favorite podcast app. Subscriptions and reviews are the things that make it easier for new listeners to find us. And if you love the show, we'd love it if you would drop a review on iTunes and tell your friends to give us a listen.
So this week, we were thinking, obviously, early wood duck, early teal season began on Saturday. And football season recently started. So we were like, how could we talk about duck hunting in a way that people probably haven't thought about before? Nathan and I got together and batted some ideas around and landed on the idea of a fantasy draft of duck species.
Love it.
So the way we decided to do this is we each get six picks. We're going to do basically six rounds of the draft. Nate will get a pick. I'll get a pick. And that gives us our limit if we were to kill all six of those ducks,
there
right?
You go. Yeah.
So we're going to build it out like we would a football team. Nate's going to get the first pick overall, and, you know, we'll probably go back and forth. We may try to make a trade or two. Who knows what will happen as this unfolds. I swear to you, it will be crazy.
Yeah, and fun. Absolutely crazy.
So, Nate, what do you got for first pick?
My first pick is the wood duck.
Son of a
duck. So, this duck, to me, is the ultimate multi-purpose duck.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
So, I'm equating this duck with like a running back, like a really good running back.
Okay.
So it's fast enough.
Very quick.
Very quick. Agile. It's got the speed and agility of a teal with a little bigger body. It's got some weight behind him.
Okay.
So he can pound through the line if it need be.
Okay.
And get that extra yard.
Right.
Right. And so it's also a very beautiful duck. Right, one of the most beautiful ducks out there.
Where are you going here, dude?
No,
do you
really
think
know.
That running backs are beautiful?
No. I'm naming attributes here. I'm not really.
Okay.
Yeah. You know.
We could do another segment on that if you think running backs are beautiful.
No, I don't. I sure don't. But so that is my first pick of the 2017 duck species draft.
That's a strong pick. I've often thought of the wood duck like a quarterback.
Okay.
To me, okay, that's the best tasting duck. You know that I hunt.
It is very good.
I hunt a lot of wood ducks. I'll run wood duck trips exclusively in November and up through Christmas, basically.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you one of the things about the wood duck that I like is they're a surprising decoyer.
Yeah, they are.
Like, a lot of people don't think of wood ducks as one that'll come into decoys like your ringnecks or your bluebills or something like that. But we get a lot of wood ducks coming in just like teal wood or anything else.
Yep.
I think if wood ducks, to throw a wrench into your hole.
Okay,
thing,
all right.
I think if wood ducks were a reliever in baseball, they'd be the left-handed reliever that nobody talks to on the club, the guy that's a little bit weird, because they're not like your normal duck, right? They don't quack.
No, you're
they
right.
Whistle. They're not really a tree duck, but they kind of are a tree duck, and they're their own subspecies of duck. So
sure.
I feel like you got Tom Brady here in the first round.
Okay.
You found a little bit of a diamond in the rough.
No, I think you're right. I think you're right.
So I'm going to go blue-winged teal for my first overall pick. Number two pick in the draft. Same reason you did. I think they really will make a defense look crazy.
Yeah.
And I know this, having spent a lot of time in the hunting blind, teal are able to land in your decoys and fly away completely unscathed.
Absolutely. Without even the first gun being picked up.
Yeah. They can get out of there before you've shot at them, or they also have this uncanny ability to escape with 12 shots being fired
at
them.
Yes. They're very good at dodging steel.
We call them Blue Rockets a lot.
Do you?
Yep. That's a fun nickname for them. So I feel like that gives them a strong advantage over your first pick because they got a better nickname than Woody.
All right. We'll take that.
Woody's like a Toy Story character.
No, that's right. Yes, it is a Toy Story character.
Who you got now?
All right. For my second pick, I'm going with the Green Wing Teal.
Okay.
Along the same lines as the Blue Wing Teal, right?
Yep.
They're cousins. I guess all ducks are cousins.
Brothers?
Yeah, brothers, I would say. Yeah. I would put them like at a slot receiver special teams type thing. Fast. Very fast. Agile. Like you said, they, just like the Blue Wing Teal, they're able to dodge lots of steel shot coming at them.
The best shot in America loses their mind when teal come into the decoys.
That's true.
Because, they come in so fast, they turn on a dime and just dump into your decoys. A lot of people don't know this about teal. They're what's called photoperiod migrators. So that's why we have early teal season. Yeah, we've talked about this before. So they migrate based off day length versus winter time. Right. So a lot of people are like, oh, we didn't cold weather up north. We're not going to have the same push of ducks. Teal, now this isn't a hard, fast rule, but teal don't necessarily care about that.
Right.
A lot of them are going to come as soon as the days start to get shorter. So that's why we have the early teal season in September. One cool thing about green wing teal is I used to have a gorgeous one mounted on the wall above my desk.
Really?
Until my Brittany retrieved it for me while we were out of town.
Yeah.
And he was left in a pile of foam and feathers, and the Brittany is no longer with us. Actually, he is with us. He's in the other room.
Yeah. Retrieving mounts is not... not a good idea.
Not part of the job description.
No, it's not a part of the job description. All right. So what's your second pick?
So for my second pick, I went speed first off. I'm going to go with the Florida Mallard or Model Duck.
Okay.
Which you were telling me there's actually a difference.
They are different. So there's the Florida Mallard or the Florida Model Duck is a different species of duck than the Model Duck.
Okay.
And I believe the Model Duck live in the southwestern part of the United States.
A little bit bigger.
Texas, Mexico, Arizona,
yep.
New Mexico, the southwestern part of the state. I believe they are a little bigger, and they also have different feather design.
On the speculum?
Yes.
Okay. So the model duck that we have, our modeled, is that's the big duck. That's our main big duck that we get in Florida. We get a few straggler mallards every year, or park ducks, as we like to call them, that fly over from downtown Lakeland or downtown Orlando.
Right.
But to me, when I was thinking about this as a fantasy football type draft, you know, this gives me a big quarterback. This is the guy in charge of my team. Like, he's the guy calling the shot.
Peyton Manning type.
And I like that because they're vocal. They respond to calls.
They do.
Everyone down here confuses them with black ducks or mallard ducks.
Yes.
No one could ever tell them apart. I have this argument like 27 times a year on Facebook of how to tell them apart. It's not that hard. Hit me up if you need some help distinguishing whether you killed a Florida, a black duck, or a hybrid.
We can give photo examples.
We can give photo examples. It's not nearly as hard as it's made to seem. So, Nate, with that, what do you got for your third pick?
My third pick is the pintail. Now, when I think of a pintail, I think of elegance and grace, right? They're just feeling like elegant ducks to me.
Like a wide receiver?
Yes, like a big, tall wide receiver. That's who I got down. Think Randy Moss. Think
Terrell Owens.
Calvin Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think of the overhyped wide receiver that's wearing like a sparkly suit.
Yeah.
When I think of the pintail.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not big on the pintail, huh?
They don't even quack, dude. They whistle.
I mean,
they got that long feather sticking out of their back. You can only kill one a day. Like,
but they're pretty prized ducks.
Here's my problem with pintails is I can't ever seem to kill one that's in full plume.
Well,
every one I kill looks like a duck. It's like, what is that? It's just a duck. Oh,
now,
no, it's
a pintail.
I will tell
you, the hen of the species is pretty ugly.
Yeah.
But a big bull sprig is what the waterfowlers want.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Everybody wants one. That's a trophy. Trophy duck. That's the one you hang on your wall.
Yep.
With like a 10-inch sprig coming off the back of it. Just full plume, red head. It's beautiful.
I've got Bluebill. I've got the next pick.
Okay.
I'm going Bluebill.
Bluebill.
And I'm lumping all of them together there. You can't come at me with this lesser or greater crap.
Who cares?
Because no one can really tell those apart either.
Absolutely not.
It's not a sexy pick.
No.
Not sexy
functional,
at all.
Functional, though.
Functional, like an offensive lineman.
Absolutely.
You can count on them to
a
be
good
there.
Fullback.
Yeah. They always come into the decoys millions at a time. I recall maybe a hunt with you and my wife and maybe your brother last season where we had a couple of hundred land in our decoys, and you guys, there were four of you. I think you shot 12 times.
I think we ended up one hit the water.
Yeah, that sounds right.
It was a bad display of shooting ability.
It was a bad all-around display of everything.
Yeah.
Except decoying and duck calling by me.
Well, okay. Duck calling.
Dude, I can make a diver dance.
We'll see. Okay. All right. All right.
Here's what I think. If you're equating bluebills to offensive linemen and you don't like bluebills, then you don't like offensive linemen.
Yeah.
If you don't like offensive linemen, then you don't like The Blind Side, the movie.
Yeah.
If you don't like The Blind Side, the movie, you don't like Sandra Bullock. And have some issues there.
Hey,
because I'm a fan ever since Miss Congeniality.
I'm a fan.
I'm not afraid to say that on this podcast.
I'm a fan of that movie.
Awesome. Who you got?
All right, my next one is the ringneck.
Ringneck duck?
Florida's favorite duck.
Dumbest name for any duck in America.
Oh, I hate it. It should be like the ringbill duck.
Yeah.
Because they have a more distinct ring on their bill.
There's some kind of movement out there to change the name of them.
I wish they would.
To ringbill, because the ring on their neck is like the most imperceptible thing in America.
The federal government is telling us that we're supposed to tell those two apart, the bluebill and the ringneck, when they're flying at us 50 miles an hour.
Yep.
I mean, it's not that easy. Luckily, a lot of ringnecks and bluebills don't share the same water.
That's true.
Most of the time. So
that's true. You know. I kill them mixed. There's a few distinctions to tell them apart. I got a couple thoughts on the ringneck. First off, to me, that's like the state duck of Florida.
It is. You kill them everywhere. They're every lake in Florida.
I love the Florida Mallard, but the ringneck's the most populous. We call them blackjacks when they're all lit up.
Blackjacks.
That's a cool. They're part of the UF. United Waterfowlers of Florida logo.
Yeah, that's right.
They got this mean looking ringneck on their bumper sticker that I keep trying to stick on my daughter's car without her knowing about. Also, the other thing I thought about a ringneck when you picked it as your draft pick was your first ringneck. I was there when you killed it, and it was a
beautiful male Drake
that came into a teal spread in Fellsmere.
Yep.
Like, we were standing in ankle deep water, and this sucker was lost.
Yes.
He had no idea where he was going.
No idea.
And you killed him dead as a doornail.
Pretty sure I made a pretty good shot on him, too.
I just knew he was dead.
Yeah, I think he was going about 60 with a 30 mile an hour tailwind.
Coming straight at
you. About 35 yards, right to left.
He was lost.
He was lost.
So, my next pick, I'm going canvasback.
Love a canvasback.
I've only killed one canvasback. So, if anybody wants to take me to kill, like, a trophy Drake canvasback, that's a bucket list duck of mine. Like, I need one for my wall.
Oh yeah.
I've eaten canvasback, and that's big time.
Is it?
So canvasback, sticking with our football theme, he's like the linebacker or defensive lineman.
Yeah,
or something. He's
stout.
He's what they call the king of the ducks.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty, got that rust colored on his head. Just a beautiful duck. And like I say, he's on my list.
You think linebackers are beautiful then?
I do love linebackers.
Okay.
I do. Right. Like, if I'm watching a football game, linebackers are, I enjoy that part of the game. I enjoy a good defensive game. I grew up with the Bucks. Like,
yeah.
When their defense was all that they had.
Early 2000s.
Trent Dilfer sucked at quarterback, and Sean King and stuff. So, who you got next?
All right. My next one is the redhead.
Okay.
Kind of along the same lines of bluebill. They occupy some of the same water.
Yep.
They're coastal duck for the most part.
We get them a little bit later on the migration.
Yeah. Yeah. The end of January.
Yep.
But great duck. Love shooting them. They decoy well, just like bluebills will. I mean, they're a big diver and they're gullible. That's what I like about them. They're dumb. They're dumb ducks. So I've got them as like a defensive end type duck.
Okay.
It's like, you don't have to think too much. Just go get the quarterback.
Do you have any problems with calling them gingers?
I don't know.
Do you find that offensive in any way?
Maybe redheaded people might be offended by that.
Does that bother you?
It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me.
I'm not redheaded.
I call them gingers.
Okay.
So I was just curious if it offended anyone you knew.
No.
So for my fifth pick, I've got the widgeon.
The widgeon.
That's another great Florida duck. They don't quack either. I held that against you earlier, but
they do whistle.
They do whistle.
Just like a pintail.
It's a little different, but yeah. It's a unique call. Uncle Bob's Widgeon Blaster, have you seen that?
No, I've
not. It's this new call that you suck in on, and it makes a widgeon call. It's amazing. So you guys should check that out. I'll put a link in the show notes to Uncle Bob's Widgeon Blaster.
Okay.
I think that's what it's called.
All right.
Widgeon's a beautiful duck, though, when they're all lit up. They got that green line on their face. They got the bald head. Very cool duck, and that's a strong pick in my mind.
Good eating duck, too.
Great eating duck, and it's a little bit bigger.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't call it a big duck, but it's a little bit
bigger. Yeah, they're a little bigger than wood ducks. Yep.
What do you got? Your last pick. This rounds out your limit.
Sixth pick of the 2017 duck species draft. I'm going with black belly whistling duck.
Strong.
Another Florida staple.
Florida staple.
Especially on golf courses. They love golf courses. And you can hear them from a mile away. You know exactly what they are.
I ran out of my garage today because they flew over.
Oh, yeah. I like to call them the limit filler.
Yep.
So if you're not having a great day, you've got a couple of ducks, all of a sudden you hear those flock of 20 whistling ducks come over, we're fitting to get a limit right now.
Because they are not unlike shooting chickens.
They are very slow flying.
They do not fly fast at all.
And you can hear them coming from a mile, and you know, you just throw up and shoot them.
They're like a cross between a goose and a duck, but they always seem to be flying into the wind, and the wind must be blowing 1,000 miles an hour because they do not move quickly.
5 miles an hour, maybe.
I get clients that miss a lot of those ducks. I'm amazed by that every time they miss one. Because
they shoot from them.
Yeah, because they lead them so far.
Right.
But I get a lot of out-of-staters that want to come shoot black bellies, and I always kind of giggle at it because it's not a hard duck to kill.
No, they're really not.
I do wish we could hunt the retention pond at the front of my neighborhood.
Yeah. Yes.
Because it's always loaded with them, as are every retention pond at every Publix in Florida.
Literally every retention pond in Florida.
So, same with the tree duck idea.
Okay.
I picked Fulvus for my last duck.
Okay.
Fulvus whistling duck.
Rarer whistling duck.
Yeah, and I've never actually seen them in big flocks. I know down in Mexico and maybe even in Louisiana, they get them, and probably some parts of Florida, they get them into flocks of like 15 or 20.
Right.
I've never seen them come in like that. The most I've ever seen is like 2 or 3. Still a beautiful duck. Really pretty. Got that bright orange.
Orange, yeah.
Solid pick. I mean, if you look back at my limit of a Fulvus, a Wigeon, a Can, a Bluebill, a Florida Mallard, and a Blue Wing, it far outranks your stringer.
I mean, you know, I've got the Wood Duck, right? Starting out
That's
strong.
That's tough.
That's a strong one, right? The Green Wing Teal, which is arguably more beautiful than the
arguably
the pintail, which no duck hunter will disagree that is an amazing duck.
Have you heard of Laughing In Teal?
Laughing In Teal.
Yeah, have you ever heard of this?
I don't think so.
So it's a thing they do up on like Real Foot Lake in Kentucky.
Okay.
And the old timers will actually laugh loud to get the teal to turn into their decoys instead of a teal call.
Okay.
So they'll actually, and I'll back away from the mic a little bit, but they'll go, and over a distance, it sounds like a teal. Like, it sounds like a teal call. And I've seen birds do it. So try it this year.
I'll try it.
I tried it a couple years ago for the first time, and I thought I was being punked. Like, I thought I was out there on the lake laughing, and some idiot was probably filming me somewhere. Like, oh, that moron watched that YouTube video.
Right.
But no, it's a real thing, and teal will actually respond to it and turn in.
Interesting. All right.
So that's our duck draft. Did we have any – you want to take us through the unrestricted free agents, and I'll just do a quick hit, like Mel Kiper scouting report
sure,
on them?
Sure, absolutely. Okay. So, first up, we have a gadwall.
I've seen 2 gadwalls in my life in Florida.
I don't think I've ever seen one. Actually, you know what? My cousin killed a hen, one time when we were on – I can't remember where we were, but
cool,
it happened.
Cool ducks. We don't see them a lot. They do up in North Florida.
Yeah. The ruddy duck, which is interesting because the first duck my dad ever killed was a ruddy duck.
I've seen a million ruddy ducks. See them every season. Never see them flying.
Oh, yeah. They're always
That's the funny thing about ruddy ducks is they will stay in your decoys. If you shoot one, they'll dive and you'll chase it for 400 feet. I mean, they're just a pain. They're beautiful ducks. They don't get pretty till later in the year.
Right.
So it's really hard to kill one in full plume. They don't turn full plume until like March or April.
Mm. Next one is the hooded merganser.
Strong.
It's a good one.
That's strong. He almost entered my top 6. Beautiful duck. Everybody should have one mounted on the wall.
Yes.
Fish duck. Don't eat them. Just kill one.
All right. The green-headed mallard.
Yeah, we don't see. I mean, we get them, like I mentioned earlier, we call them park ducks.
Yeah, I've killed one.
Yeah, I kill a few every year, but they're always lost, and they'll eat bread out of your boat blind if you'll let them.
That's right. So next up we have the shoveler, or as Phil Robertson likes to call them, Hollywoods.
Hollywoods.
The smiling mallard.
It's one of the prettiest ducks.
They're beautiful.
Anywhere. When you get a full plume drake.
They're beautiful.
A lot of people call them boot lips. Have you seen the mount with them under a boot lip? Yeah, it's super disrespectful. I don't like it at all. And there's a lot of pushback in one of the Facebook groups I'm on to stop doing this. But they put a boot over the duck's lip and mount it like down in the water later. But it's a great duck. They're actually a little tastier than you would think they are.
Really?
We always kill a few every season.
Yeah.
Really neat duck. You know, I don't want to limit out on them, but I like to shoot them when they come into the decoys.
Oh, and they were in, like you said, they're beautiful. So
yeah, I'm not passing on them.
No,
let's put it that way.
Next one we have is a black duck.
Yeah, black ducks. I like having them on this list because no one knows what they look like.
Right.
Every year, people think they killed a mottled and they killed a black, or they think they killed a hybrid mallard and they killed a black. It's amazing. I bet that's the most misidentified duck in Florida.
Well, I mean, it does have a lot of similarities to a mottled or a hen mallard.
It does.
You know, and it's easy to mess that up. I can see why people mess
I can't tell
up.
Them apart in the air.
Oh, no. No way.
But I can once I get them in the boat.
Yep. Next one we have is the bufflehead.
Buffs are great. We get them a lot in the salt water.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they come buzzing by. They're a little duck, and they just will come screaming by you, like, right at first light.
Yep.
You got to be ready for them, or you miss them. Gorgeous when they got that iridescent purple and green on their head with that big white.
They are beautiful.
Not one of my favorite table fare, but they're a fun duck to shoot.
They're fun. They're fun. Next up, we have snow geese.
Contentiously, I have been accused of not shooting at a snow goose last year on an unnamed Polk County lake. I assure you it was a snow goose that decoyed into my teal spread.
Okay.
I did not drop him because I didn't want to.
Right.
It wasn't because I missed.
Right.
I just chose to kind of scare him off his migration path a little
bit. Okay. All right. Yeah. Scare him off with a little steel shot. A
little heavy shot. Number two. Yeah, okay. I aimed in front of him just to make sure he moved on, because I'd like to see more of him in this area.
Next one is just other geese, specs, Canada's.
Yeah. I wish we had those.
Oh, man. I'd love to do some geese hunting, man.
I see them migrate, you know, along the coast over on the East Coast. They get them every once in a while. They'll get flocks of them in.
Yep.
Every year, somebody kills a snow goose or two, like in Okeechobee.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And my daughter actually killed a speckle belly in Arkansas last year or the year before.
Sweet.
Awesome. That's awesome. Awesome goose to eat.
Yeah.
Wish we had those. I'll load up the truck and head to Louisiana or Arkansas. Shoot those all day long.
Yeah.
That pretty much wraps up our draft.
That's it.
I feel like how does it feel to lose the first one?
I don't feel anything because I don't think I lost it.
Okay. Well, you definitely lost the first one.
Okay. Well,
but that's okay. I mean,
to each his own.
So far, have we had a debate every week? Because I feel like I'm 3-0.
I don't know.
I feel like I'm 3-0.
We'll leave that up to the listeners.
Okay. We'll check with them.
It's time for keep and release.
All right, Nate, what are you releasing this week?
This week, I'm releasing hurricanes, and not like the football team, like just the natural disaster hurricanes.
I'm right there with you.
All of them that have ever been and ever will be. We just got through Hurricane Irma. It was miserable.
And we didn't even get, I mean, we got hit hard, but we didn't get hit nearly as hard as the Keys. Or
like Naples and Fort Myers and places like that. They had a lot of flooding. We really haven't had any flooding, but we've had a lot of trees down, power out for a long time, but
forever,
you know, just hurricanes, just for now and always, releasing those.
Love
always.
It. My release this week is ESPN.
Okay.
I'm out on ESPN.
Yeah. I've been done with ESPN for a while.
Look,
I think.
Look, I'm not going to open a political can of worms on this podcast because I don't want to be that guy, but I just feel like ESPN is pushing a particular agenda. Most recently, they had the Jemele Hill situation with her comments.
And the Robert Lee guy. Remember, they pulled him from the game because it was too close to Robert E. Lee
at the
University of Virginia.
They suspended Linda Cohn back in April for talking too much. And I love Linda Cohn. I'm a Linda Cohn guy from back in the day. Mm-hmm. She's the OG of SportsCenter anchors.
Yeah.
But they suspended her for saying ESPN is talking about politics too much. And then Jemele Hill can go on there and tweet that Trump's a white supremacist. It's just... the whole thing, let's leave it to sports. We want to go there for the escape. We all grew up on ESPN, SportsCenter.
Right. The reason we watch ESPN is to get away from politics.
Yep.
Right.
So
the reason we watch sports in general is to get away from our lives, you know.
But
the,
I'm done.
The tough stuff. Oh, I'm done too.
We turned ESPN off at our house. We don't watch anymore. We're missing College Game Day. We're just watching the network games of the week or whatever. I kind of miss it, but I'm also okay with it. Like, I just...
Yeah, about the only thing I watch on ESPN anyway is college football and...
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll probably keep watching it for that. But other than that, I don't ever watch SportsCenter anymore.
I'm not looking for political statements.
Nope.
I'm done. So that's my release item this week.
I like it.
So my keep this week is a new company I found a few weeks ago on social media. It's called Dark Water Duck Calls.
Okay.
Dark Water Calls.
Yeah.
I think we'll link to them in the show notes, and we'll link to them on our Instagram or whatever. But it's a guy up in Inverness named Scott McKinney. And he makes handmade duck calls. And if you're a duck caller of any ilk, how about that?
That's a
3-cent word.
That's a good word.
If you're a duck caller of any ilk, wood calls are softer. Like, they have a better tone, especially when birds are close in.
Yeah.
And a lot of wood callers only make mallard calls, which we don't use a lot of mallard calls
that's
in
true.
Florida.
No, that's true.
So I use a lot of wood duck calls. I use a teal call some. I use a diver call some. So Scott actually makes, he makes mallard calls, but he also makes teal calls and woody calls. And the sound on them is pitch perfect.
Yes.
It's a really nice call. Kill a lot of ducks on them. Just been using them this week, but we're already killing ducks over these calls. So awesome product. You guys check him out. Darkwatercalls.com.
Yeah, you showed me the two calls that you
they're
have.
Beautiful,
they're
too.
They're beautiful.
Yeah,
I mean,
good craftsmanship.
Absolutely.
So,
and they do sound great.
They do.
All right, my keep this week is outdoor streaming apps.
Okay.
There's a couple, one called Waypoint TV.
Waypoint TV, I love.
One called Carbon TV.
Okay.
And these apps, these two specifically, are free to use.
Yep.
And you can stream all of, a lot of your favorite hunting and fishing TV shows.
I may have watched Waypoint TV for 12 hours one Saturday when
it's
it was raining.
It's easy to get lost in. Because you
saltwater experiences out there.
Yep. You can watch every episode of their stuff. There's
Flat Class.
There's several hunting shows too.
Oh yeah, I watched a duck show out there.
Yeah,
I can't remember
the name of it either. But yeah, go check those out. I think especially if you don't have cable or don't have outdoor TV.
Yep.
on your television, your regular cable, it's a great way to get your
plus
fill.
It's on demand, so you're not at the mercy of Sunshine Network
exactly.
or Outdoor Network.
Exactly.
You can watch it when you
want
to watch
whatever
it.
You want, whenever you want.
Absolutely.
William Thompson, and it's time for the 2-Minute Will. First up, Travis, what is your favorite TV show?
My favorite TV show of all time is probably Parks and Rec. I love the relationships on that. It's hilarious. It's hard for me not to say The Office, but Parks and Rec is probably going to edge out The Office.
Yeah,
for me.
Yeah. For me, it's probably I'm going to flip-flop.
Okay, right? Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
I'm going to go Office, then Parks and Rec, but it, like you said, it's very close.
I'll allow it.
Because just... Man, they're so funny. Just the relationships, like you said, the character arcs.
Well, and Michael Schur, who is Moe's on The Office, is actually the creator of Parks and Rec. So
right.
There's a lot of crossover.
Right.
There.
Yeah, it's great.
Next up, catfish or ladyfish, Travis?
I'm gonna go ladyfish. They will poop in your boat. That's true. However, they will not hurt you in any other way. And
this
a catfish,
true.
When I get stung by them. You have any debate with that?
No, I really don't. The only catfish pull a little harder than ladyfish do.
Oh, yeah.
But ladyfish jump. They're a little more fun.
Yeah.
And they're great cut bait.
We like to call tarpon the poor man's ladyfish.
There you go. Yeah.
So I'm going ladyfish all day, every day.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Next up, who is your favorite player in sports? Travis?
I know it's football season, but I am a... Grew up a diehard Chicago Cubs fan because we had WGN on cable in Florida. So you were either Braves or Cubs. I'm a Chris Bryant guy all the way. Handsomest player in sports and best player in baseball.
Okay.
I got no problem saying that.
No, I mean,
secure in my masculinity.
That's fine. That's fine with me. You know, since it is football season, I'm going to stick with football, I think.
Okay.
Currently, I'm a big Green Bay Packer fan.
Yep.
And so currently, my favorite player is probably Aaron Rodgers.
He's a bad man. He can spin it.
I mean, flick of the wrist, 60 yards.
Yep, he can spin it. Never makes a bad read.
No, I mean, he's a gunslinger for sure.
Speaking of football, Florida State or NC State? Travis?
I'm going home state, Florida State all the way every day. I mean, I don't even think this will be a good game.
Yeah, well, I mean, in the past, NC State gives Florida State trouble.
Traditionally.
And I'm a Florida State fan, so this game always scares me a little bit.
No reason to be scared.
But I'm with you on this one. I think it's going to be a blowout.
Yep.
Wraps up this week's segment. Thanks for listening to the 2-Minute Will.
Join us next week as we talk about outdoor superstitions, both hunting and fishing.
Until then, I'm Travis Thompson.
And I'm Nathan Henderson.
You're listening to the Cast and Blast Florida podcast, the best thing to happen to Tuesdays since tacos. The podcast is the brainchild of Travis Thompson and Nathan Henderson. All production and editing is done by Emily Thompson. That's me. Make sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast app, leave us a review on iTunes, and follow us on social media @CastAndBlastFL.